Praise 100.9 and 92.7. When she was in high school, I used to call her every Monday afternoon while I was on the air and check in on her. And now she's in college, so we call her every Friday so we can see what's going on in the life of baby girl. So let's give baby girl a call. Let's see what's up with her.
Hello?
Hey, Shuggy.
Hey.
Why you sound sleepy?
My first class got canceled this morning.
Oh, well, that's a good bonus to have on a Friday.
Yeah, great.
What you got going on this weekend?
Well, at 1 o'clock I have a French exam, and then we have a game against Savannah State tomorrow.
Well, then what you got going on Sunday?
Nothing really. I've been trying to find a church when I'm down here, but it's kind of like hard because I don't have my own transportation.
Right.
And even if I do find my own transportation, like, that doesn't mean I'm always going to like the church.
Right.
So, I'm working on trying to find the church that's going to fit me.
That's kind of hard. That's hard for people with a car.
Exactly. But they have this thing called midnight prayer. So every Sunday at midnight, they go out on the football field. We, like, get in a big circle, and we just talk about, like, the events that goes on during the weekend. Then they split us up into groups of three or four, and then, like, we pray in our little group, and then we get in the big circle, and then one person prays, you know, just kind of like a general prayer for everybody. And then, like, we kind of socialize afterwards. So that's kind of been, like, my mini church.
Right.
And because it's easier for me, because, like, even if I have an away game or something and I don't get back until 11 o'clock, I still can go to midnight prayer at 12.
How do you feel about not being able to go to church?
It definitely, like, bothers me a little bit, because I know, like, when I was back home, I would go to church all the time. That was kind of, like, my regrouping for the week. But now I just have to figure out how to do it on my own. So in a way, it's good, because I feel like I'm learning how to pick stuff on my own hands. And most of the time, you know, you pray at night and you pray before you eat your food. I prayed when I needed something, but, like, now I have had to learn that I have to pray randomly just because I had to have that conversation with God, whether things are good or bad.
Well, that's cool. And I think the thing about, as a parent, it's like I have to trust God in your life to work it out. So, and I trust you. So I think it's kind of cool. And I think it's no accident that midnight prayer is there, and that just so happens to work for your schedule. So he's on the inside, right?
Yep.
As you yawn.
Sorry, I was
yawning. All right. Well, I just wanted to hear your voice. You've been really busy this week, so I'm glad to know you're good and that all is well.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good exam. Let me know how you do.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
All right. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.